tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We've all had the same idea.
This makes you want to be in Hawaii.
I know, right?
Who's ready to get laid?
Well, in Hawaii, I would not be doing this in Hawaii. I'd be drinking and having fun, sure. Not doing this.
Hey, guys. It is your AfterBuzz TV after show for Vanderpump Rules. Tonight, we're going to be discussing season 4, episode 12, Lay's Liquor and Lies. This music isn't very scandalous enough for the title of the show.
Yeah, this sounds like so calming. It's like not a calm show.
I need a drink and a cocktail.
Totally.
And a coconut.
Absolutely.
Right,
well, I'm glad it's calming us because we've got so much dirt and we're going to get so into it today. So this is like our premeditation.
And we have Dan back.
Hallelujah. At that time, I know.
I'm so happy that you're back. Seriously. I mean, me and Megan,
we had a
great time, but
we're happy to have your comments back in the hazy.
Yeah.
I know. We need a bit more drama. We need a bit more hateful tweets.
It was getting I'm getting a little safe.
I took your place. I mean, like, I tried to, you know, like, I gotta dance out here. But I was like, you know what? It's not the same.
It was so funny because I was reading some of the comments when you guys were doing it, and they're like, oh, like, the girls, Justine's actually nice when Dan's not there. they're like, it's just Dan that brings out Justine's bad side. Like, Dan's the devil.
No, you know.
So funny. Yeah.
I don't think that. I think it's like, I think it was just like different without you here. So it's like, you know, when someone's like, not like egging you on, but you'll say something, I'm like, oh, wait, you're actually kind of right. And
because she's like heaven, I'm hell, and you're limbo. So like, you're
like in between.
Because
I really am a nice person.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, since we do have the gang all back in house, let's introduce ourselves. I'm your host, Megan Stecker, and tonight I am joined by.
Am I going first?
Go ahead, doll.
And I am Justine Devanna, and you can find me on Twitter at JustineDevanna3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. And I do little, you know, I'm actually a professional hair and makeup artist. I'm not just a YouTuber, so I'm always, like, you know, posting everything beauty related. So definitely check me out on Instagram. I'm definitely there a little more than Twitter. But follow me on both.
Everyone's talking about Justine at the moment because her makeup is taking off in LA, so you must look at it.
Aww.
And I am Dan. You know, I'm not a liar. I'd say it how it is. So she's doing very well, so look at it. And I'm Dan Babic, obviously, back from down under in the bush, down from Australia. So you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic. Twitter's the same, but with an underscore. Now let's get into it. Let's get into the drama. Yeah, let's do it.
I want to start out by talking about no one is having sex. Why is no one having sex on vacation in Hawaii? It was brought
up a
lot.
That we know of.
It was brought up a lot. I think that it's pretty crazy. So Tom and Katie are newly engaged, and they thought that they were going to have sex the night of the engagement. They got too drunk. It didn't happen. Tom woke up naked on the couch with the taquitos burning in the oven.
Nice.
7 days later, they still have not consummated the engagement.
There's no way after 7 days.
Well, let's keep going and then we'll discuss. Jax and Brittany apparently have not had sex yet on vacation. And it seems like really the only people that have are Sheena and Shay. And they kind of had like dirty sex, like not like married people sex. How are we feeling about the state of everyone's sexual affairs? What is this saying about them all?
Because I'm not a sex guy. I always joke that I'm asexual. I'm like, whenever it happens, I just kind of lie there and like, do what you want. I couldn't care less. But I, even if it isn't for like a non-sexual guy, I'm like, come on, guys. Like 7 days when you've just been engaged and you're in Hawaii. Even I would have sex in Hawaii. And as I said, I just lie there and say, do what you want. I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you think?
I mean, I just find it really hard to believe that nobody's doing it. Like, how is that even a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's usually, what I'm shocked about is it's usually the guys that are trying, but Brittany's trying and Jax isn't. And, like, knowing Jax, it's really kind of off. I don't know, it's weird.
It is bizarre. Someone made the comment that he must really like her if he's not trying to if he's turning her down. But I still think it's bizarre.
Or if he's not into her.
Right. Well,
that's
exactly.
Weird.
Have you, oh, God. You know, I was going to tell Megan something before the show, but I thought it was inappropriate. But I'm going to say it now.
Oh, my God.
Have you it's heard inappropriate, so I'm going to say it now.
Dancing
not
back
before.
For 5 minutes, and here we go.
No, but this is just a rumor, so it doesn't mean it's true, because I'm just like, you don't want to get sued. But
okay.
Rumor going around, so it's probably false. Allegedly, guys. Apparently, you know how Lisa Vanderpump always jokes that she doesn't put out for Ken?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's the exact opposite. And the rumor going around LA at the moment is because of his health and his back and stuff, he doesn't have sex. And that she, with this restaurant, which is going to go unnamed in Beverly Hills, that she doesn't own, has sex with a bunch of the male employees there, and that he's totally fine with it because he can't give it to her anymore because of the state of his back, and that there's a couple of guys that she's on the rotate with that are much younger.
I don't believe that for a second.
Who have you heard this by?
Well, I can't name names, but after the show, I will tell you names and my sources, but that's the rumor going around at the moment that he's not having, you know, that she's getting down and dirty with some younger guys.
Dan's going to get us kicked out of Los Angeles.
I know. Not only the show, the actual state will be kicked out.
California, do not believe this for one second. I think if this is actually a rumor going around, one of her Real Housewife co-stars is probably spreading this to some terrible, like, Radar Online or something.
It's probably
like that.
It's probably Brandy, but it hasn't left yet. But I won't name
it. Is probably Brandy. Is it bad? I wouldn't write it out. Like, I'm not saying it's true, but at the same time, I'm not like, oh, it's not true. Like, people do crazy shit in Hollywood.
Well, I secretly think she's a devil. I really do. I'm convinced. But anyway, back to the show.
Let's move on to the Ariana, Sheena, Tom texting scandal. I thought this was a really juicy fight because Sheena and Ariana have been BFFs, which Sheena always talks about. I'm her friend, I'm her best friend, but like Sheena and Ariana were legit best friends for years. Now, last week we were introduced to, there's a bit of a fight going on. Sheena and Ariana don't feel close. Sheena's telling Ariana, I don't like your attitude anymore. We're feeling cut off from you. You know what? I've even spoken to your mom about it. Your mom got in contact with me, wanted to know what's wrong with you, and we were texting back and forth, and I told her that you're not the same right now, and that you and Tom kind of keep to yourselves and close yourselves off. And so tonight we got to actually hear about those texts because Ariana demanded screen caps from her mom, so Tom was reading them. So it appears that Sheena thinks that Tom is the problem. Do you guys think that Ariana is acting different, that the two of them are kind of off doing their own thing and that Sheena's right?
I think Sheena's the problem. I always say I love Ariana as a person, but I don't think she's dramatic enough for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena's like, you act like you're better than us. Because they are. They're not acting like, they're not childish, they're not getting involved with drama. And I've been backing Sheena this whole season, saying, you poor girl, like everything that's happened on with Shay.
We both have.
Exactly. I've backed her to the T. And now finally things are sorting out with Shay. And you just see, she's got that smile on her face every single time. She wants to create drama. If you were so concerned about your friend and you were so concerned, she just wants to create the drama. And you can see she smiles, she loves it. And then to just like, your best friend of all these years, just to blow her off after, you know, one incident. I'm not into her at all. I think it's disgusting, and as we go along, I've got example after example of why I don't like Sheena anymore.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I love your
intense
reactions,
yes.
Zim. Your actions are really funny. No, it's so crazy because when we were watching it, I kept taking my headphones off, and I was just like, oh, my God, guys, like, Sheena is crazy, and I think we all have, but especially me and you have really been defending her, and like especially when it came to, you know, the whole drinking and the whole drugs thing and the whole relationship thing, that I was always like backing her up, but she just seems to be the one causing the drama. Like, I'm not saying that Tom and Ariana are different, you know, like we don't get to see all of it, so maybe they are a little bit, you know, like, what is it, reserved and stuff's changing. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, why does Sheena have to get so involved in everything now? You're right. Like, as time goes on and everything calms down with her and Shay, she's literally just, like, causing fights.
And one thing that really stood out to me is later on in the show when she was mentioning to the camera, not in front of anyone's face, that she was saying that, you know, Lala, like, pretty much what an SLUT, because she gets, you know, paid vacations by getting with older men who are rich. And I just thought, and she's like, that's disgusting. What type of girl is this? I'm like, do you realize that you broke up a family? That you were cheating, you know, with Brandy's husband. You were, you know, with him for years and years and years, and you broke up a family through that you're cheating. And now you're going to go and badmouth her for getting a free trip through Italy with a man who's not married? I just think it's so...
Never thought of that.
And, you know, especially, like, being... We're talking about being, like, you know, drama and all of that. And we felt sorry for her because she's had a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
But she's creating it herself now. And you can just see she's smiling. And whenever there's a fight, I always watch her in the background. She's laughing. She's loving it.
Yeah.
So when Ariana and Tom decided to bring it up to Sheena and Shay, the whole situation... Were you guys surprised by Sheena's reaction and completely defending herself and not apologizing? Or do you think that was what she had to do? She had to stand by what she said.
I think she had to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get caught in a lie, or not even a lie, whenever someone calls you out, I think it's automatic instinct to be like, no, I didn't do that. Like, because you don't have time to process what to say, so you automatically get on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking through my notes, but she's like, sorry, it's the truth, but you're cocky. He's actually really not. Like, she's just making something up. And then she's trying to convince Katie of it. And he's like, yeah, maybe sometimes we'll be over. Like, when has this even become a problem in the season? No one's said about Tom being cocky. And the fact that Tom, this is what really annoys me, was there out of anyone with Shay's problems and stuff. He looked after them, you know, went to their house, taught them how to make healthy meals. He went up and beyond. And then to just go and stab him in the back to create drama on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, look, she's literally making it up.
I forgot about that.
I'm kind of done with her, to be honest. I'm, like, not liking her at all.
I'm really wondering what it is that he's doing that... Because Shay completely backed her up, and I don't think it's just because they're married. I really feel like he totally agreed with Sheena that Tom and Ariana are acting a little, like, better than everyone else, and Tom's a little cocky. Because Katie also was really quick to agree, too. But I don't feel it was, like... I feel like they really think this. Those three.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what it is that Tom's doing, because we really didn't get any examples out of them to take it. Because it was kind of like Shay was trying to talk to Tom about it, and Tom kind of stormed off, and Shay was like, effing forgot this. But I felt like he was about to be like, well, dude, XYZ, to give some examples. And I feel like that's being cut out. Like, maybe there were these conversations about, like, what...
That's
Tom
what I was
and Ariana
think-
are up to.
That's what
that's
I was thinking.
Making them feel also separated. I do feel like things are different. I do feel like Tom and Ariana a little less like fun and hanging out with the bunch. They're kind of just off doing their own thing, and they seem a little more chill.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't see Ariana acting cocky or different or sad. I just see her like way more chill.
I think that. I don't know how she could get more chill. She's, like, already freaking chill. I think it's, like, both. Like, I don't think that... Not Ariana. Jesus. Sheena. I don't think that she's making it up, but I think that she's taking maybe... I think maybe her feelings are hurt, because maybe her and Ariana are growing apart, whether it's Ariana, whether it's her. I think that she's, like... Whether she's jealous, whether she's bitter that, you know, maybe Ariana and Tom are changing. Maybe it's not for the worse. She's probably bitter, so she's just like, ugh, you're changing, you're this, you're that. You know those girls that get jealous and bitter about, like, everything, which you know Sheena does because she always makes a big deal out of everything. I feel like that could be it. Mm-hmm. So she's blowing it completely out of proportion. And she's one of those girls. Tell me you guys have had those girls in school that are like, oh my God, you're my best friend. Oh my God, you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. Everyone's their best friend. And the second something goes wrong, they like want to fight them. They hate them, which means you're not really best friends.
No, I definitely knew a girl who called everyone their best friend.
I think it's just kind of, I think there's something like, we're all very confrontational and things in friendships, you know, happen and we fight all the time. But I think it's the way that she's done it. And I was just kind of analyzing her body movement. Like, she wanted the fight to happen. She's like, she's laughing and she's kind of, you know, really trying, like, you can just see it in her eyes. And how rude for you to bring it up on Tom's birthday trip in Hawaii. Like, to cause that drama just before. And if you really had a problem and you were so concerned with your friend, why wouldn't you tell your friend?
And it's his freaking birthday.
On his birthday, yeah.
Well, she didn't bring it up. This fight happened before they went. Well, these texts went on with her and Ariana's mom before they went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she and Ariana spoke about it before they left for Hawaii, for sure.
Okay.
But then Ariana brought it, you know, said, hey, Tom, I did, you know, find out exactly what was said over text from my mom. So that conversation happened in Hawaii. And then Ariana and Tom were the ones to bring it up to Sheena, kind of confronting her in Hawaii. So it wasn't Sheena that brought
it up. Okay, she didn't bring it up. Okay, yeah.
I didn't think she seemed, like, to love the drama. I thought she seemed, like, really surprised and nervous that they were confronting her. Like,
both.
Shit.
I think both. I think she loves the drama until it gets turned around on her. And then she's, like, freaking out.
Well, what did you guys think of the whole offering Shay alcohol on the beach thing? Because I thought that she's really not wanting him to... She's saying it's okay. In previous episodes, she's saying it's okay if you drink a little, but I don't want you going too far. But is offering someone who's probably completely sober to start the day out... like, a shot of tequila right away. I mean, how emasculating is it to be like, here, drink out of this fake tampon tequila. I'm telling you to do it. But later on, I'm going to tell you not to drink anymore. You know what I mean?
She doesn't understand addiction. It's that simple. It literally comes down to she doesn't understand it. Maybe she doesn't deal with it. Maybe her parents don't deal with it. She obviously hasn't had someone that's dealt with it, or else you know that's not what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel that's like it. She's had, like, you know, like, Lisa's spoken to her now, and I have backed her from the beginning. And, you know, I've heard, like, a lot of stories about her living in LA and not the nicest things, but I'm always giving my own opinion.
Sheena,
yeah.
Okay.
I've heard some not very nice things, but I always go in with an open mind, and I've really supported her. But Lisa's told her, this is, you need to learn about addiction, and people have told her the way to go about it. She's going to therapy. Like, she should by now know that that's not appropriate. Like, at the start, we were saying, of course, she doesn't know addiction, and to not judge her, because it's still all very new for her.
Oh, I'm not... saying she doesn't get it, I'm saying...
Yeah.
I'm not saying, oh, give her a break because she doesn't understand addiction. I'm saying she clearly doesn't understand addiction.
No, she doesn't. Not at all, yeah.
Which is, like, ridiculous because she should kind of know by now.
By now, yeah, exactly. What do you think about that?
I think that if you're worried about your husband having addiction problems, I wouldn't offer my husband alcohol.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best place for him to be, but maybe a lot of time went on. Probably not, because I think they usually tape over a summer, which is a shorter, three-month period. But I would think that the drug addiction, like the talk about him admitting all of his problems, probably happened. And then the Hawaii trip, like, not that much time probably elapsed between the two.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know because of editing, yeah.
So I would think that it would still be a really sensitive time for the two of them as far as sobriety and addiction and that...
She can't have both.
Right.
She can't have him. She wants to be able to have a husband that can go out and have a good time with her and party but not be an alcoholic. And that's just not the case. If you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. One drink, it's not going to stop there. It's just, I know so much about it that, like, watching the situation, she just wants both. Just because she's not an alcoholic doesn't mean that he isn't.
The problem were prescription pills for him.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that because he was drinking on top of that, that the alcohol is also probably a sensitive area. And addiction is addiction.
Yeah, of course.
So it can show up, I'm sure, in more than one area.
Yep.
I love for Lisa to have like a chat with her, and just I kind of want to see more of her. But I am a bit disappointed in her. But hopefully Lisa has a chat with her, and we get to more information about what's going on.
Yeah, maybe that'll get brought up again later. Look, I think maybe next week even.
Look, that got so heated. We were all like, Sheena, we were like so intense.
You guys were like ripping her a new one. Okay,
I know. Yeah, it was fun.
Let's move on to somebody else getting ripped a new one. So half of the group goes, while people are kind of talking smack about that whole texting situation argument on the beach, the other part of the group goes for a hike to a waterfall. And some people were already on Instagram. We went cliff diving. Like, I'm sorry, you jumped off the side of a hill.
But cliff diving.
What happened was Lala and Faith got topless while they were all waiting around in the waterfall pool. And that got brought up later in the evening. Tom was trying to tell Katie, oh, it happened, I didn't look, it's all right, I saw them, but I didn't see them. And Katie really takes issue with it out of the group. Ariana doesn't. Where do you guys lie with the how Katie's feeling? Do you feel like you'd feel like Katie, or you'd feel more like Ariana? Like, you don't care.
If I was the girlfriend?
Like, if you were Katie with a fiancé, would you be pissed? Or would you be more like Ariana, like, oh, I have a boyfriend, he saw them too, and I don't care?
I would not give a shit, because if, like, if my boyfriend was known to be, like, say he cheated on me in the past, which I wouldn't be with him if he did, but, you know, like, say it was if I was dating Jax, I'd be a little iffy about it, because then you're like, oh, is he wanting her, blah, blah, blah. But it comes down to if you're confident in your relationship, and if you're confident in your relationship, no, because I know that, I don't know, like, my ex would be like, oh, she's cute, she's, like, nice boobs, or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, that's great. Like, I didn't care because I know he liked me at the end of the day. So it's all about being confident in your relationship. If you're confident, you really won't care. And if you're not, then that's when you start to care.
Well, I agree with everything that you're saying.
Wow.
Because I mean,
Dan.
I know, because I think sometimes, like, if it had been like, woo, boys, look at this, but it was, they were just kind of doing their own thing. They kind of went off. They were a bit discreet. And it's kind of like, have a little bit of fun. If you want to take, put out your tits in the, you know, in the river. But they didn't even walk in. They took it out when they were in the river thing. I thought that was fine. But one thing I actually did like about KG this episode, which is funny because people are going to be like, you're changing your opinion and all of that, but I'm not. I love that she, seeing a nice, healthy body on TV. Like her in the beach, because she is a normal girl, and I thought that's nice for someone like...
I was actually thinking that too. I thought she looked beautiful. Because
obviously with the whole scarcity thing, I just said that because I said, isn't it funny when the superficial Regina George person that is obsessed with themselves puts on weight? It wasn't about body shaming. It was more about, you know, because it's her. Like, cause she's... So I'm better than everyone else, and she judges everyone on their appearance. I just thought it was ironic. But seeing Katie, I just thought, that's so nice, because a lot of on these... I know a lot of girls who watch these shows and all these people on Instagram, everyone's a size zero, everyone's a size two, and to see someone so beautiful and so confident and happy with herself, glowing, and, yeah, I thought, good girl.
Look at that and be like, wow, actually, like, I have that kind of body, and look, she's on TV. Like, you know, it's just like a mind thing. Like,
yeah, she's a normal size. It's got a healthy, beautiful body.
I have to say, though, really quick about the whole topless thing, I just didn't really see the point. Like, why did Faith and Lala have to? Like, as a girlfriend, I really, if I was confident about a relationship, I wouldn't care. But I think I would just be more curious, like, why? Like, what is the point? I think about if that was me and I was Faith and Lala, say I was on that actual trip, I just don't see the point of me, like, taking my top off and running around. I think I just think I'd feel weird.
Right. Which I think caused, like, what are her motivations?
Exactly.
Or what are her and Faith's motivations for taking their top off? Which I think is what makes the two camps. Are you like a Katie or are you like an Ariana? So it's like, well, if her motivation was she wanted attention from everyone, then you're probably thinking, like, Katie, like, why the F do you need to do that? Because everyone here has a husband or a boyfriend that you shouldn't be doing that in front of, or a fiance. You know, but if you're like Ariana and you're like, well, they're just like young and having fun, and every time they get in the water, they take their top off and I don't care. You know, you could fall on either side of the argument because you're like, well, if she's doing it because she wants to, because she always does, who cares? If she's doing it because she wants to, Katie said it well, lead with her sexuality and get attention, then you might think she's up to something. I feel like Lala's just doing her.
Yeah, totally.
I don't feel like this is a like an attention thing. I really don't. I feel like it's she just is a wild and free young girl, doesn't really care about the repercussions of her behavior all the time, and she's just doing her. I personally am a big Lala fan this season because I think it's fun to see somebody who doesn't really give a shit all the time.
Yeah,
and
fun,
like
it's
just doing her.
I like her, but I just don't. I'm like so indifferent about it. Like, it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but I'm really trying to explain this because I'm not. I wouldn't care. Like, I wouldn't, if I was confident in my relationship, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like, I wouldn't be freaking out. But I would just be like, why does she, like, I would think, like, oh, she's looking for attention. I wouldn't, if I was trusted my boyfriend, whatever, I would be like, I wouldn't care as, like, I'd be scared of him doing anything. But I would just be like, I don't know, I still think, like, why? What's the point? So I feel kind of different on that. I just don't really understand the point of you taking your tops off.
Right. Well, somebody who's probably not too happy about it is Brittany, takes Lala aside. So she wants to clear up the whole Jax scenario where she's heard all these things from Sheena, the pot stirrer herself, that Jax and Lala had all this flirtation going on, and there's talking, you know, scratching each other's back and whispering in each other's ear. And she's under the impression that it's all Lala. What did you guys think was going to be accomplished when she took her aside, because I thought Lala was actually, like, super cool about it, had the balls to apologize, and then didn't say anything. So what did you think about her not ratting Jax out in that moment?
Yeah, because I thought that was really, what actually happened, because like, I thought, oh, how nice is this? Because Lala's like, do you know what? I'm just going to tell her the truth. Look, we both played a party and it was no big deal. But then Jax jumped in and said, like, yeah, she was drunk. When she was drunk, she and then he was like, then she was like, first of all, I was kind of like helping you out. Like, I didn't reveal everything. And then so she
said, though?
Yeah, and then she's like, no. So then she kind of went back and she obviously revealed more. And then Jax, that's where, I think in the episode, that's where I really turned on Sheena. Because when Sheena lied for Jax, I feel like she's bullying Lala. Totally. And she's, you know, saying, yeah, I know I lied. I covered up Jax. But, like, Lala looked like a liar in front of everybody. And and it's, yeah, I could just see her manipulative mind games there. But, and I thought, good for Brittany. And I love that Brittany later on made, you know, Jax admit in front of Lala that, you know, like, that he didn't do it. Like, I love that it was all in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So she's,
that whole scene made me so mad. And the reason why is because I was sitting there frustrated. I've been in a situation before. I've been in a situation where I had no idea. Like, really, I'm not just saying it. Like, oh, I didn't know. I really, truly didn't know that a guy was, or had a girlfriend. Exactly what Jax said is he was just like, oh yeah, like, I don't know what we are. Or no, it was actually worse. He was just like, I don't, you know, we dated a long time ago. We're over with this, that. Found out later that they were dating. Girls are so quick to jump and blame the other girl.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me so many times. So I'm sitting there watching Lala get frustrated, and I totally know where she's coming from, because Brittany automatically switched the topic and was like, all like, you know, well, Lala's fault. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And then Lala's like, wait, we're not even talking about that. Why are you switching it on me? It was just a typical girl, because they love their boyfriend, just totally trying to blame it on the girl. And like, I think that was so messed up, because Lala actually sat down, confronted her, looked her in the eye when she could have been like, Lala doesn't sit behind girls' back. She says it right to your face. So I just think it was really ridiculous that Brittany switched it around.
Jan?
Yeah, well, I thought it was great. I thought both were very strong. I like both girls. Mm-hmm. I think they're both strong, independent women. Mm-hmm. And, I was really rooting for Brittany, because she's like, do you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I'm not just going to believe Jax. But I want Jax, if he's telling the truth, he needs to tell the truth in front of Lala. And then I'm going to believe him on that. So I thought she did a good job. And as I said, I just felt sorry for Lala. Because, yeah, she is a bit controversial. Yeah, she is a bit free and all that and a bit sexy, but that's who she is. And she was ran off and cried. She's like, I can't do this anymore. Like, you can't win with these people. And Sheena's all about being honest and confronting people and being telling the truth and saying it like it is. But then she just created drama there and is not telling the truth. She, like she said, she's like, I covered that lie up because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like... And if you really... I just can't believe it. Like, after all the drama you've had with your boyfriend, well, no, husband, you know, but the drugs and all of that, why would you want drama in your life? This is such a beautiful time in your life. And I do think Ariana and Tom have changed, because they're like, we don't need to be in any of this drama anymore. Like, we've all moved on, we've matured. Mm-hmm. And Jack's in his late 30s and he's still... You know, drama, drama, drama. And I think Sheena loves it. Like, she feeds off it. So
I thought it was so funny watching Jax, though. Like, when they kept panning on the conversation and then Jax just, like, sitting there staring at them, I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah. When he was like, they were so great. No good. So the whole second confrontation between the girls, which we've been talking about, where Lala takes Britt aside in the evening to say, you know what? I kind of played it safe this afternoon, but I want to tell you what really happened. I feel the same way. I felt so horrible for her. I did not like how she called Britt Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah,
I
not nice. Not no, yeah, that it was good.
Nice. I hated it
was,
that.
You could tell it was the point where she snapped, because she had been nothing but honest, which is what I like about her. Mm. You may not like girls like her that, I like how Katie put it, leads with her sexuality. She's just very confident in herself.
Yeah, she is.
I have not had a problem with her at all. Like, I like her, and I like her honesty. This was the point where she snapped and got nasty. You know, it's finally, it was like, she was going to get nasty because she was sick of being picked on all day.
She was being as honest as she possibly could before.
So I didn't like that seeing that side of it. But, I mean, the fact that she cried and ran off, I think by, like, her not seeing her in the camera angles anymore, and then all of a sudden she's, like, outside of the venue and crying, it looks to me like she ran off from production. Like, she ran out of the scene they're shooting and ran outside and was kind of crying to a producer or someone else off screen, like, I can't do this. I can't tape with these idiots anymore. This is not fair. Because I am really shocked that Sheena backed up Jax in a lie, because Sheena's been nothing but spreading all of what's actually going on. Like, Sheena has made it a point to say, even on Watch What Happens Live, that she's always telling Britney exactly what's going on with Jax. So for the fact that she lied for Jax, it was really disappointing. Because if she's going to be Miss Honesty, then be Miss Honesty. Because we've seen nothing but her being like, well, I'm just being honest, you know?
Exactly.
So I thought it was sad to see that. And it was sad to see Lala in the crosshairs of all that. Because they're trying to pin something on her that's not true. And I think it comes down to slut shaming. I feel like this is like a slut shaming episode.
It is, totally, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they're trying to pin her as a slut when that's not what's going on.
Yeah, I just think it's, oh God, Sheena's been really annoying me, because it's just like she just wants to have her way all the time.
Who, Sheena?
Yeah, like she basically, I don't know. I just lost train of thought because yeah. I just can't stop. Like, there's just so much going on with Sheena. She just wants it her way all the time.
She's one of those people. You know those people that something always is going wrong. Like, you know when okay. you've got people like Ariana, everything's all relaxed. She's the type of person that she would never just be content. There's always something going on, isn't there? There's, oh, this person did something to me. Yeah, so I'm just not on Team Sheena anymore. And yeah.
She said I was just saying that she basically, you know, says that she doesn't like drama and she's so honest. Just like you were saying, she's Miss Honesty. And then when it comes down to it, she literally admits, yeah, I kind of lied about that. Like, she just doesn't make sense.
Are you guys surprised that we didn't see more drama with James this week?
Yes!
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. I think that he hasn't had time. I feel like each episode they focus drama on different people. So, okay. Like, when it's about James, it's all about James. Mm-hmm. When it's about Sheena, like, I mean, it's mixed up a little, but I feel like James takes his whole episode. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like his time is next week.
Okay.
Because I hate James' act. I think he's done some of the worst things on the show, but there's something about him that I do think deep down he's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you even see him tonight on the show, I think he's just a good person. Like, deep down he's a good person. And, yeah, I kind of think, like, everything he's done is so not justified and I think so inexcusable. But I think he's kind of he's trying to figure out his niche and trying to be dramatic on the show, doesn't know how his comments can hurt people. And I really do deep down think he's a really good guy.
Okay.
And obviously my experiences even going out with him in LA weren't, it was horrible. But I don't know, I can just kind of see that there's something good in there. What mm-hmm. do you think?
I don't know what to think about James, but I love, ooh, love, love him as a character on the show. And I missed Kristen this week. I'm so sad. I effing love Kristen. Like, I want to get a t-shirt that's like, I'm a Kristen. Because I love her. Like, whenever she's on the show, like, it excites me. Like, I think it's an exciting storyline for there to still be so much drama around surrounding her.
Totally.
But she's different now. It's cool. I like it. But let's get into predictions for next week.
Oh, predictions!
And now, you're after Buzz predictions.
All right. Anyone want to go first?
Oh, Dan, God, first little stuff. We're being, like, so intense this show. We've been like, oh, my God, Sheena, I'm like, oh, my God.
You guys are, like, raking Sheena over the coals.
Oh, no.
My God.
I'm like,
judge
I'm like,
and jury.
I'm like, I'm tired. Yeah.
Like, so
Dan is, like, Dan started sweating
yeah.
talking about Sheena. This is how passionate he is.
Everyone's going to think I'm so mean now because Dan's
I'm
back.
Like, I'm usually one that's, like, you know, makes a laugh and make a joke out. I'm going tense.
I can see the comments already, but go ahead, Dolph.
You know what it is? Yeah. I think the reason why I get so heated is because you say things that, like, I wouldn't think of. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, this happened. I'll be like, oh, I forgot yeah. that happened. Or you say something that, like I just missed watching the show. So it's like, it
yeah,
happens.
It's funny.
Well, yeah, I'm myself.
Exactly. Give me a hug. I'm glad we're back. Oh, yeah.
I feel the
sorry,
love.
Megan.
I feel
sorry,
the love from over here. All right, go ahead.
Your predictions.
Yeah.
Well, I think, well, Jax is going to jail by the looks of things. So I know that's happening. I obviously think that Stassi's coming back mm-hmm. with her fuller figure, which is nice, which is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Just like, we love her. It's all in good fun. And, yeah, I mean, I think it was fairly obvious. I mean, that's a pretty big episode.
Yeah.
Stassi coming back and someone's in jail. I think it's fairly mapped out. So I'm not being creative tonight. I just think what we've seen in the previews is what we're going to get.
Okay.
Mm.
I think it's going to continue. Like, I don't think they're just going to stop with Sheena. I think they're going to continue. Everything that's happened And then exactly like what they show in the preview. I think maybe because we saw that, who was it? Katie and Tom, they got in a fight, right?
Yeah.
So I think that that's going to happen next week. And I think a little of James is coming out.
Ooh, I like it. I like that you threw in the Tom and Katie fight. Okay, I think Jax's arrest is going to be a little karma biting him in the ass over this Lala Brittany lying scandal.
She loves it. She's literally smiling. Like,
It's like I've known, it came out in the press that he got arrested for stealing a $300 pair of sunglasses in Hawaii. I'm just so desperate to see it because they've known about it for so long. I'm like, let's see it go down. What a freaking idiot. Like, I hope he was wasted and that's his excuse because what a piece of crap person. Like, you're an idiot. You're so rich from doing this show and all your stupid other stuff that you sell your name out for, like appearances and stuff. And you feel the need to steal sunglasses. He's weird with sunglasses. We've seen a weird pattern.
we really have. But we also saw, like, I know we're finishing up now, but it was kind of good to see Lisa's son, Max, in the show a little bit.
Yes.
And he was, like, potentially getting with Faith. And I was just thinking, Faith, because we love Faith when she came in. I said, just get with Max so then you can get more on the show. Because we love her. Because I'm like, if you get with Max, then you'll steal the deal. Because then Lisa will be like, oh, yes, Faith, we'll get you more. I can't even do an accent.
You just sounded like her.
But I don't know. But, you know, like, then, you know, get her on the show more because we like her.
Well, I'm so pumped to see that Kristen will be back in the loop on the show next week because Stassi's re-entering the show by going to Kristen and saying, oh, I can't believe Katie got engaged and we weren't there. Fake tear, fake tear, fake tear. I mean, she's really good at crying this year on the show with all the previews that we've seen.
She wants another Chanel bag.
I can't believe Stassi's coming back. Like, I literally forgot she was on the show.
She is my favorite reality show villain of all time. I don't know. Her and Bethany are neck and neck. But then Bethany I love. I don't think of Bethany as a villain. Bethany from Real Housewives of New York City. Any other predictions for next week, anyone?
No.
Any closing arguments?
But I just, here? Oh no, but this is so separate.
Oh,
but,
I knew Deanne was going to have a closing argument.
For once, I said, like, no, I don't.
Mine was just about, I know, it's a completely different show, and I know your housewife, Beverly Hills, obsessed, but how crazy was that? When Bethany, like, fully went at
Yes, honey, if you all haven't watched our, after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from last week's episode where Bethany kind of stole the entire hour. Go check that out on YouTube.
Go check it out. Yeah, fascinating. So I've had so much fun today. It's good to be back in the country.
Yay!
As much as I love Australia, I'm hashtag not basic as on my phone. And Australia was just getting a bit too basic for me, so I'm back in the land of not basic. So you can find me on the Instagram at DanBavick and on Twitter the same thing but with the underscore at the end.
And you can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. And I actually am about to post something tomorrow. Ooh. And it's actually in my pocket. And it is the new MAC liquid lipsticks. For all you girls out there, I'm wearing it right now. I know you want to
know.
Can you put it on me?
Oh, we'll do
all that. Okay, I really can do it after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, and you can find me, Megan Stecker. My hashtag is my name. It's so easy. I mean, excuse me, my handle. Ugh, I'm so tired. All right. It's on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER. Guys, we can't wait to see you next week. We'll all be back again for another episode of Vanderpump Rules After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.